Hello, friends, and welcome to the ABC Storytime Podcast, where we bring you stories in Mandarin. I'm Miss Grace.
And I'm Miss Jane.
And we are so excited you're here.
大朋友们，小朋友们，你们好，欢迎你们来收听 ABC Storytime Podcast. 我们是小画老师
和小毛老师。
我们很开心跟大家分享今天的故事。Hey, Miss Grace.
Hey, Miss Jane. How's it going?
It's pretty good. So Bug and I have been talking a lot about sharing lately. He loves his toy trucks, and he has so many of them. But when his friends come over, he doesn't want them to touch any of his trucks. Have you had anything you loved so much when you were a kid that you didn't want to share with anybody?
Oh, yes. When I was little, I had this Polly Pocket. It was my favorite toy. My friends would ask to let them play with it, and I never let anyone lay a hand on it. But you know what? Since I didn't want to share it with anyone, no one wanted to play with me.
Oh, you must have been so sad. You know, I think it's much better to have friends than to have the best toy or the best clothes. You know, in today's story, we are going to follow a little fish who learns this exact lesson.
I can't wait to dive in.
So friends, today's story is called The Rainbow Fish. It was written and illustrated by Marcus Pfister, and it was translated by Zheng Mingjing. 彩虹鱼在遥远的蓝色大海深处住着一条鱼，这可不是一条普通的鱼，就是找遍整个大海也再找不到这么美丽的鱼了。它那五颜六色的鳞片就像彩虹一样，蓝的、绿的、紫的，闪闪发光。别的鱼都羡慕地睁大了眼睛，叫它彩虹鱼。
来呀，彩虹鱼，来和我们一块玩吧。可是彩虹鱼连看都不看他们一眼，就嗖地游了过去，还骄傲地闪了闪了鳞片。有一天，一条小蓝鱼从后面追了上来，冲他招呼道：
彩虹鱼，等等我，求求你了，把你的闪光鳞片送给我一片好吗？就一片，实在是太漂亮了，再说你又有那么多。
你说什么？把我这与众不同的闪光鳞送你一片？别开玩笑了，
彩虹鱼叫了起来，
快给我闪一边去。
小蓝鱼吓了一跳，赶紧游走了。小蓝鱼不知道怎么办才好，就把这件事告诉了朋友们。从那以后，再也没有一条鱼搭理彩虹鱼了。彩虹鱼一游过来，大家就都把头扭到了一边。
即使有一身让人眼花缭乱的闪光鳞片，却没有人赞美，又有什么用呢？结果，彩虹鱼变成大海里最孤独的一条鱼了。有一天，彩虹鱼向海星诉苦说，
我这么漂亮，为什么谁也不喜欢我呢？
这我怎么知道？海星说，不过你要是越过珊瑚桥，游进一个深深的洞穴里，就能见到无所不知的章鱼奶奶了，她也许能帮助你。
彩虹鱼找到了那个洞穴，里面黑乎乎的，什么也看不见。 黑暗中，突然有两只雪亮的眼睛盯住了彩虹鱼。紧接着，章鱼游了出来。
我正在等你呢，
章鱼用低沉的声音说。
海浪把你的事情都告诉我了，我建议你把你的闪光鳞分给每条鱼一片。这样一来，你虽然不是一条最美丽的鱼了，但你却能体会到什么是幸福，如何获得幸福。
可是，彩虹鱼刚想再说什么，章鱼已经消失在漆黑的墨汁里了。
把我的鳞片分给他们，把这一身闪光鳞分给他们，开什么玩笑？没有了闪光鳞，还怎么能获得幸福呢？
就在这时，不知道谁的鱼鳍轻轻地碰了彩虹鱼一下，原来是小蓝鱼又来了。彩虹鱼，求求你啦，别生气，只要送给我一片最最小的闪光鳞就行。彩虹鱼犹豫起来，他想，不就是一片小小的最最小的闪光鳞吗？好吧，反正只送一片，也没有什么舍不得的。
彩虹鱼小心翼翼，小心翼翼地把一片最最小的鳞片送给了小蓝鱼。
谢谢，太谢谢了！咕嘟咕嘟，
小蓝鱼开心地吐出了一串泡泡，把闪光鳞贴到了自己那蓝色的鳞片当中。彩虹鱼的心中涌起了一种奇妙的感觉，它久久地凝望着小蓝鱼闪动着的新的鳞片，在水里游来游去。
小蓝鱼闪动着鳞片在海里这么一游，彩虹鱼立刻就被别的鱼团团围住了，谁不想要一片闪光鳞呢？彩虹鱼送了一片又一片，越送心里越快乐，身边的海水都银光闪闪了。说不出为什么，它就像回到了家里，和大家在一起非常快乐。
终于只剩下最后一片闪光鳞了，彩虹鱼把自己最宝贵的东西都分给了大家，可他觉得非常幸福。
来呀，彩虹鱼，来和我们一起玩吧，
大家叫道。
来啦，
彩虹鱼说着，欢快地朝着朋友们游去了。好了，小朋友们，我们今天的故事就讲到这儿。彩虹鱼学到了，当我们给朋友分享自己宝贵的东西，我们会感到非常幸福。
小朋友们， Do you have something precious to you that you can share with your friends or siblings? Tell us about it by leaving a comment wherever you listen to this podcast and tell us how you liked this episode.
小朋友们，我们下次再见。 See you next time. We love you and
我们爱你。